To the teachers' assistants and support staff who see potential in every child, Grand Canyon University recognizes you. We created the National Center for Teacher Preparation at GCU, along with a generous scholarship so you can become a licensed teacher with paid benefits. Over 100 GCU alumni have been recognized award recipients, including Superintendent, Administrator, and Teacher of the Year. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/parapro.
We have Vanessa Rau in studio, so as we do every Thursday now.
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
I'm loving it.
I love it too.
And you never told me, I haven't really had a chance to talk to you. You had your mom, your beautiful sister, and your gorgeous boyfriend at the show last night.
And then there was me.
No, trust me, you belong at that table. It's just a big old pretty table of Italians sitting in the middle of the room. I have to say, though, I noticed your mom before I noticed you. I'm sorry. I just go, ooh, that's her.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to her. I was in such a hurry to get here. I wanted to talk to her about her art and all that stuff because I'm super impressed with it. So if you're listening, Mom, I like it, and I want some in my home. Oh, boy. What? You know what I want to do with her mom? Oh,
man.
Let me tell you.
Is this radio friendly?
Cover your ears, Vanessa.
Let me tell you what I want to do with your mama. I want to take her to Painting with a Twist, right? I'll have my girlfriend with me, too. I'm not a scumbag, but we'll just take, like, a group
Hell
of us,
yeah.
right?
Okay.
And then, like, have your mom just play like she came in, hold a paintbrush,
yeah,
and be
yeah.
like, I don't know what to do. And then when, like, the drunk wine-drinking instructor chick or whatever goes,
well, if you want to make an apple, you got it.
And then your mom just go, step off, bitch, and then she starts painting everybody in the room. What's up, y'all? Oil, y'all? Oil.
Oil. Oil, yeah.
Y'all like pastels, bitch? And then she just starts painting everything.
Is your mom that aggressive?
That sounds exactly like her.
She looks a little like DMX. Hang on. No.
That's why she's so attractive.
It'd just be fun. She is really, really, really pretty. But what the real question is, did they like the show?
They did.
This isn't for my ego. I just want to know that because your mom gave me a kind of a weird vibe at the end.
Like she's awkward.
She gave me a hug, but I was like,
she went in for like a mouth hug?
No. My girl was there, but I looked at Leah and I went, I don't know if she liked the show or not.
No, she absolutely.
What did she do? Do a dramatization of it.
A reenactment?
Yeah.
Yeah. I gave her a hug and I go, there you are, you pretty lady or something. She's like, oh, hey.
Pet her like this?
Yeah, I pet her on top of her head. That's what I did.
That's probably why it was awkward.
No. I gave her a hug, but then she was just like, oh, hey. But it was kind of like, it was hard to read her. Like, she was playing poker.
She's so awkward.
Yeah.
She's an awkward woman.
That's fine.
And she had one martini, so.
Ooh, hell yeah.
Look out.
Dirty. Uh-huh.
Hey, was it dirty?
It was the
dirtiest. She drinks dirties?
She does.
I drink dirties.
Do you?
That's nasty.
I don't like it either.
I like olives, especially the green ones.
Get
out of here.
Dirty. I want you to just stick your whole hand in that olive water and make it real dirty.
I hate that, like, little red, like, belly button.
Pimento.
Belly button lint in the olive. Not a fan.
You're crazy.
No, I'm with that.
That's belly button lint? Yeah, it's like a little plug of dirt.
Well, like an Audi.
Yeah. One of my favorite things, and I kind of created this like salad that I make, right? And now I'm kind of back eating healthy, except for tomorrow and the next day. I take cucumber and I slice them up real thin.
Hey, don't you just sit on it?
Shut up! I slice them up real thin, and then I take olives.
And sit on those?
Nope. Olives and then bourbon pickles. They sell them, right? Mm-hmm. At Sam's Club.
Put like five in your mouth at the same time?
Yeah, I do.
They're chewy?
They're sliced up. They're sliced up. And I just suck on them, the whole pickles, right? Mm. In public, just wearing a thong. And whatever. It's a hobby. But then, but the olives remind me. Then I take rice wine vinegar and I pour over
all over your boobies. Yeah. I almost said the T word. I'm sorry.
that was
real high. Close.
And then I take a little ponzu sauce, which is a citrus infused soy sauce, and I hit a little splash of that all over it. And then I put my nipples in the salad.
Uh-huh.
And then I take sesame seeds.
Yeah.
And I sprinkle them all over it.
Your balls.
And I, what?
Huh?
Yeah. And then I eat it all up.
Yeah.
So good.
Teabag the salad.
I like all the pickly stuff. Really good.
I don't.
No?
You don't like pickles?
No.
Oh, man. I don't like
not
pickles
a Jew.
Either. You don't like pickles?
Not a Jew.
That's weird. I love pickles.
That dildo.
Oh,
that
what? Oh boy. Yeah.
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 Can I get a ringy dingy?
Yeah.
I like it.
She wants the ringy dingy. I guess it deserves it.
That's really good.
You get a ding ding for the dildo. There you go. Perfect.
God damn, that was great.
was really good.
That dildo. You covered up your mouth like that was going to stop it from coming out. Everything's innuendo tonight.
It really is.
Are you ready for your segment, round report?
Let's do it.
I know I have it on my desktop somewhere here, and I'm trying to find it. I'm so sorry. No, yeah, I know. Oh, you okay?
Yeah. That was it.
Hold on, let me see. I got to see. Let me test some of these sounders, see if it's it. Oh, no.
Computer.
No, I got it. That's not it.
That's not it at all.
No.
Real quick, can I just say, there's a girl listening right now.
What's her name? John Jacobs. That's John Jacobs.
Oh, I was like, what? I looked at all of you.
It's not it either. Oh, I got it.
And now, the Rao Report with Vanessa Rao.
There you go.
I love it. It's so good.
Thanks.
So good. So, micro-cheating. Micro-cheating is...
when you bang a midget.
She liked it.
I won. Yeah, bring it, you little micro sluts.
So that's one definition. Micro cheating is a thing now. It's kind of like all the little things that aren't necessarily cheating but can be considered cheating. So this kind of all started with, have you guys seen that meme with the couple and then the boyfriend's like looking back at the other girl?
Yeah.
So that's kind of an example of micro cheating.
So looking at a girl is micro cheating?
It's like all those little things that show your disinterest.
Well, let me tell you what I did today. I micro cheated like a big fat piece of crap. I was at Wawa in Bradenton. My Wawa. It's on 70. If you work at that Wawa, I go in there every day. I never announce that I'm a big radio personality. To you, I'm just a fat guy. Gets coffee and sometimes a bagel. And I'm in my Sarasota Kennel Club uniform, too, so they probably think I'm just a fat guy deals poker, which I am. But at night, I am Johnny B. So I'm walking out with my coffee today, and this girl walked in that was, God damn, y'all.
Was she,
yeah. She was, dick the damn. She was like some sort of Hispanic, probably. Gorgeous face. Almost like
mine.
Yes. Oh, no. Just like not even real. Like somebody computer generated her, right? Weird like times. Jessica Rabbit face, right? And then her butt was hugging these short shorts perfectly.
Like where EDM swallowing them whole?
Just a little bit of cheek was showing. Just a little bit.
Cheek. So she was wearing, okay, shorts, not...
Oh, yeah.
I was like, pants with the cheek.
No.
She needs new jeans.
Shorts. They're white.
Oh. White? White?
White shorts.
Wow.
She's all off season.
I don't give a damn about Labor Day. If I wasn't happily taken...
You would have just... What would you have done?
I would put her in the Labor Day. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
I mean, I put a baby inside her.
Excuse me?
No, then she wouldn't have talked to me. But it was one of those things where I had to, like, I turned around, like, almost hurt my neck, and then I noticed every dude in the place, including an old man that had one of those carry-around shoulder-strap oxygen tanks.
Oh, yeah.
Swear to God.
Did he say anything?
No! He used up all of his oxygen in the tank looking at her. He whipped around like, hey! And I looked around like, ah! And then, like, another dude was like, oh! And then, like, an old lady was like, hey! Like, she was that hot. I micro-cheated.
You micro-cheated.
I apologize.
Well, that's the thing. So, this has been, like, coined. So, Melanie Schilling, who is a dating expert. Yeah.
Sorry.
She says that it is a series of seemingly small actions that indicate a person is emotionally or physically focused on someone outside their relationship. So this includes things like sharing secrets with somebody else outside of your relationship.
Really? Like,
yeah.
Well, you mean somebody of the other sex?
Depending on how you roll.
Well, because so if Johnny tells me in private that he sharted,
yeah.
Is that micro-cheating?
If he doesn't tell Leah.
Here's the thing.
Like, well, say he doesn't tell Leah. Say he only tells me that he sharted.
It's not going to happen because I tell her, and we talked about this the other day, I tell her things that I would have never told either of my wives, that I would not tell any family member or friend. I tell her so many things. If we ever break up, I got to kill her.
Yeah, she's even inspected you.
Seriously. Like, I told her something that happened to me, in the bathroom that I could never tell anybody. It's that embarrassing.
Can you tell us?
All right, I'll tell you right now. It was horrible. No, it was bad. All right, look. When you become a man.
Okay.
I've been waiting for this conversation. Yeah, that's why I'm looking at you.
Yeah, I've been waiting.
Okay, when you become an older man, when you hit your 40s, it's going to happen.
I'm almost there.
Things start to get a little lower on you. Gravity starts taking effect. Mm. Sometimes when you're a man and you're going number two, yeah, not all the time.
What happened?
He ducks the Oreo.
If the water level's higher than you were expecting, yeah, then you go, why am I cold? What's going on? And then your boys are like, they're snorkeling. Nah, it's gross. Now you got to take a shower.
What if you're not at home?
That's my point. Now, if you're in a public restroom and your boys are snorkeling, now they're going in the sink.
Can you cradle them to prevent this from happening?
Yes. Good question.
Nice.
And that has happened.
You cradle them.
Having a low kind of day. And I've done that. I've gone.
And that's when it's particularly hot, say?
It depends. Sometimes.
When you got a bad case of the gumbis.
Yes.
Is what I call it.
Yes.
When they're like hanging low.
And sticking to things.
Yeah, and you call them, they're the gumbis. You have to say it in a Jamaican accent.
I keep them freshly powdered, so they're never gumbis, right?
Gumbis.
Gumbis. They're not, right? But some days, it's like, you know.
You got a bad case of the compass.
Does your chains hang low? Do they wobble here? Right. And I'll catch it. I'll go, ha! And I'll catch them.
Does one slip through your fingers?
No. I catch them. I'm like a chef separating egg whites, right? I'm like, ah! And I catch them. Palm them. I'm like, not today, water. Not today. Today, we stage your eye. But once in a while, carelessness will happen. And now I've told everybody something that I've only told my girlfriend until right now.
You've never just...
You just micro-cheated.
Yeah, so. You've never just said F it and just let them just kind of... You know?
No.
Let them go swimming?
Yeah, I mean, no. You know, give them a bath a little bit.
What am I doing if I'm sitting down on the toilet?
It's a poo bath.
I'm just...
Yeah.
You know.
I don't want my boys all up in there.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
That's hepatitis A, bath water.
Exactly. That's dysentery. That's West Africa. Not good.
So you tell me when you wake up at like 3 o'clock in the morning and you're half asleep and you go to take a number two, you're conscious enough to make sure that you...
Listen, Ryan, we're not an asshole country, okay?
Yeah, exactly. And by the way, if I'm at home, who cares? I go straight to the shower. We're talking about... The stress level that happens when you may have dipped them in when you're at a truck stop.
Oh.
That's nasty.
Now you got amoebas and things and stuff.
I say you just poop in the urinal. Call it a day.
Oh, yeah. Good call.
And then your back gets all wet.
Your back gets wet?
If you're pooping in the urinal.
You're sitting.
Yeah.
And somebody else has probably already done it. So.
It's true. Oh, I apologize. Go on with the micro-cheating.
Right. So, sharing secrets, I think we're talking more along the lines of more intimate secrets.
Oh, like you're telling some girl, like, what you like in the bed?
Yeah, or, like, what kind of underwear you're wearing. Things like that.
Oh, that's wrong. Yeah.
What kind of underwear are you wearing?
Yeah, what are you wearing?
Or is this a trick question because you're not wearing any?
Oh!
Ding, ding, ding!
Which is totally fine.
I love how she demands it. Ding, ding, ding! I got to give you your own dinger over there. Wouldn't that be
dinger.
Nice?
My humdinger.
Yeah, just don't let your dinger fall in the water.
It's good. So other things like taking steps to hide or mask the depth or breadth of that relationship from your partner. So that would be like Johnny and Anna. They have this close relationship.
Oh, yeah,
and Johnny makes like, there it is. Johnny makes like a
like a grab ass
effort.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that. But you make, like, a concerted effort to not tell your girlfriend.
Like, don't tell about that one time with the fart in the hallway.
Remember that time I dressed myself up as a lettuce burrito and laid across the table?
Don't do it.
Okay.
Irresistible.
I will say this, and this is not to make myself sound like a great guy, because we all know I'm a piece of asshole country. I was talking about this with Leah last night. She is the first girl that has... the codes to all of my lock screens. You know what I mean? Computer.
Oh, wow.
Computer, my phone.
Wow.
I've always, and look, even when I was married, I wasn't technically cheating all the time, right? Towards the end? At the end's when I just said, all right, we don't love each other. Let's just bang whoever, right? But, of course, that made me a bad person. Technically. But I never wanted her to have my code because I knew she would be snooping in my phone.
Right.
At everything. Right. And maybe I'm saying something to my best friend Whitmore that makes me look like a scumbag to everybody else because I do. I don't want people reading that stuff.
Yeah. Right. Or things can be taken out of context.
Right.
For sure.
But with Leah, I told her, I said, you can put your fingerprint in my settings. I don't care. Like, I have nothing to hide. First time in my life, zero to hide. There's nothing I say to you guys via text that she can't read. That is such a relief, man. That's a weight off my chest. Like, I've never had that, which is really, really sweet.
That's really beautiful.
Plus, I delete anything dirty I say to somebody.
Hell, not an
idiot.
Yeah,
you know. God, Jesus.
Well, so my question in this whole thing is, what do you guys consider cheating? Because my cheating line is, like, thin. Like,
I got you.
You don't have to do much.
You're pretty jealous?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, your guy's pretty handsome.
He is handsome.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like, I almost would get mad if somebody talked to him.
Right. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I would be mad for you.
I am too insecure, and he is too good-looking for that.
Plus, maybe I'm...
Well, I'm...
Maybe if something happens with y'all, maybe, you know...
I'm only here to tell you I have a bone to pick with you. Leave my boyfriend alone.
Sorry, tell him to stop being so hot all the time. Okay. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. If you're a super, super jealous guy or girl, and you feel as if this is a... It holds some water. Do you think this is a real deal thing, this micro-cheating? Then we would love to hear from you. Because I do think that this is something that people deal with on a daily basis. Anna, do you feel as if you would get jealous if Thomas talked to a girl about something and not you?
Gio is included in that.
I'm going to say, I think Thomas is a pretty respectful young lad.
Yeah, he is.
So, no, I'm not too worried about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what is the line? Because I'm
anal.
With you. Oh. That's a big line.
Oh, depends on
everything
who
it is. Else is fine.
Hey.
But that's where I have to put my foot down and say, no.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to Monica. Monica, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show. How are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing great. How are you?
Wonderful. Now, how do you feel about micro-cheating? Is it real?
No, this whole micro-cheating thing is just an aspect you did look at. I have cheated, and I have been cheated
Hell
on.
Yeah.
My theory is, when all is said and done, if you like the person, okay, don't do anything that you have to sneak around or lie about. If you've got to sneak around about it or if you have to lie about it, you probably shouldn't be doing it.
I agree totally, Monica.
I lie about my diarrhea.
I think...
Am I cheating?
You should not cheat unless you completely get away with it, number one.
Now, and here's my thing, though, too.
Yeah.
Don't ever lie about your diarrhea. You should tell them the color, consistency, and texture.
I love this girl.
I won't have a boyfriend anymore.
But at the same time, if you're maybe talking to a guy friend, don't say anything to him that you wouldn't want your boyfriend saying to some girlfriend, female friend.
What if there was peanuts in her poop and she hasn't had peanuts in a month? Because that's happened to me.
There's something really medically wrong, and the two of you should go see doctors together.
Monica, where are you calling from?
I'm actually in my car leaving a bar.
I love this girl. How old are you?
I'm in Largo. I'm in the Largo area.
How old are you?
I am 29, about to be 30.
Hell yeah!
Congratulations.
You got age.
Thank you.
Biggest question, are you currently single or are you with someone?
So that's an interesting scenario. I'm dating somebody, but it's more like just friends with benefits. It's nothing too serious right now.
This girl's amazing.
It puts me in an uncomfortable scenario. I kind of want a boyfriend. I want to settle down, and I don't think he's about that.
So you like him. So my question is then, because you said you don't believe in the micro-cheating, what would be the line that would make you say that he's out, this guy that you're talking to?
He actually has a best friend who is a female. I've met her, and she has made drunken advances towards
me. Is she ugly? Is she hot or ugly?
She's attractive.
Oh.
Let's kill her!
He's definitely smashing that, Monica. Don't worry about it.
Aww. Well, no, the whole thing about it is they've been friends 10 years plus. She's married, but unhappily married.
Yeah, it don't matter. It don't matter. When I was a dirty, filthy whore back in the days, it didn't matter if I was married, they were married, we were both married, we both weren't married. It was wieners and vaginas. It did not matter.
And that's what I'm thinking. So he's an honest guy. He tells me things before it happens and lets me know, and I do the same. I'm not super worried about it, but
maybe just maybe not think too much into it. Just enjoy what's going on. Apparently, you guys are probably having some pretty sweet, sexy time. And let it roll, you know what I mean? And then things kind of play themselves out. There's a little advice from Uncle Johnny.
I
appreciate it. You know, I'm not in a rush to be single. So being single kind of sucks at the age of 30. So I'm just rocking and rolling. And unless he does something wrong, I'll roll with it.
Tweet out a picture of yourself to us. That way we can, get an idea of what we're looking at.
Actually, I'm friends with you on Facebook.
Oh, hell yeah!
Micro cheaters.
Tell Ryan. Look her up or tell Ryan your last name on the phone, and then we'll look at you.
Oh, yeah, we'll look it up. That'd be great. All right, hold on. Hold on, Monica. Don't go anywhere. All right. Ryan, look her up. We'll see who sexy is. She has to be pretty if I've
friended her.
She sounds
hot.
I know.
Yeah, she does.
Like, it's a really fine line of who I accept on Facebook, because if you're too hot, then I think you're spam.
A bot?
Yeah, I got one earlier. A bot got me earlier because I had like 8 friend requests, so I went ahead and just accepted all of them.
No, I never do that anymore.
One of them botted me.
But
jerks.
Do you not accept them?
No, I accept them, but then as soon as they all of a sudden they pop up and they're like broken English. Say, how are you? I love you. I need to come from Russia. And then I'm like, nope, sorry. And then I delete them immediately.
Really?
And then
I
mark them as spam. Do you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, sweet.
Bring it on.
What else you got for us, Ral?
Well, that's the big one.
What she said. Yeah! Sorry.
The micro-cheating thing, because I have such a micro threshold.
Oh, goddamn! There she is on the monitor.
Which one? Right or left?
Right. Don't care.
Right here.
That's Monica?
Yeah, she's still on hold, by the way.
Wow.
On hold so
girl,
that she can
you
embarrass
are young-looking.
Right. Oh, hey, Monica. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're better than good. We have your picture up on our monitor. Who's that?
Do you like what you see?
Well, yeah, only because we have eyeballs. You're very pretty. What is your ethnicity? I'm going to guess half black, half Asian.
Oh, that's a common guess, but you're wrong.
Damn it, no Blasians. Okay, what are you?
So my mom was black and Native American. My dad is Irish and Samoan.
All right.
Irish and what?
Samoan,
okay.
Oh, damn. All right. Well, that's very unique.
And you look good for 29.
Yeah, she's
fine. Not that that's old.
Thank you, girl.
Yeah, it's not old.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
I know. We're all micro-cheating on everybody right now. I apologize for us being perverts, Monica.
Hey, look, I'm not sorry at all.
Okay. Make sure you call in regularly. We love that you're listening.
All right. I will. Thanks, guys. You have a good night.
All right. I'm going to go home and kill my girlfriend. Bye.
I told you she was hot. I could just hear it in her voice, the hotness.
I get fooled every time, though.
Why, you think they're ugly, or?
No, the other way. Like, I hear a voice, I'm like, that girl is fine, and then you look at her, and she's not.
The beauty of fat people is you can hear it in their voice, you know what I mean? There's usually, like, something gargling around in there, some extra tissue, and, like, there's a lot of heavy breathing, because maybe they're walking.
Can I tell you something that my boyfriend said?
He said I sounded fat?
No, he said that he's been listening to the station for, like, 8 or 9 years.
Right.
And when he first started listening, Dinah was on, and he was like, I bet she is smoking hot.
No way.
And he saw a picture of her, he's like, guess not.
She wasn't ugly.
Thomas wasn't into it.
She just wasn't like, quote-unquote, pretty girl, you know, but I thought she was all right.
He said that her voice was deceivingly hot.
Oh, that's mean.
Sorry, Dinah. Is she around here? She's in
Houston, killing it.
Fine, okay.
Yeah, she's in morning radio in Houston. Yeah, doing real well.